Welcome into the latest edition of More to the Story from WNCW. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Holding Charlotte City Council accountable, a council member charged with fraud, a behind-closed-doors payment of thousands of dollars to the police chief. Should residents be concerned? My guest to talk all about it serves as the executive editor of WFAE Public Radio in Charlotte. They're also an NPR affiliate. Eli Portillo, good to see you.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Eli, let's start with the decision by City Council that goes back in time and involved a payout to Charlotte Police Chief Johnny Jennings in order to try to not get him to sue the city.
Yeah, so this is a story with a lot of twists and backstory. It starts last year when former Charlotte City Council member Tariq Bakari got in a dispute with the police chief, Johnny Jennings, and Bakari wanted officers to be able to wear new protective vests, especially after that mass shooting that left four officers dead last year in Charlotte, very tragically. And the police chief said, no, these aren't going to help. Some of the officers who were killed were, in fact, wearing them. Got nasty to the point where Tariq Bakari was sending text messages to the chief threatening to get him fired and cripple his legacy and things like that. Bakari has left the city. He is now working in the federal government, but Jennings is still the police chief, and Jennings was mad. He was stewing. He was very upset. He apparently intimated that he was going to possibly sue the city. To settle those claims and prevent any lawsuit, the city council voted behind closed doors to give him a $305,000 payment. In exchange, Jennings won't sue the city and he will retire at the end of the year. That's a big payout. You can debate whether it's a good idea or not. What made it even more controversial is that the city refused to talk about it, wouldn't disclose it, and said that they didn't have to tell taxpayers or the public about it at all.
Do you think Chief Jennings' retirement announcement has to do with the public now knowing about the payoff or something else?
Well, Chief Jennings has worked for the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department for more than 33 years. It's been his professional home his entire career. He is at an age where he can take his full pension and retire. Many officers do retire after serving for 25, 30 years. It's certainly not unexpected in that way. Nobody knew of the exact timing or that it would be at the end of the year, but I don't think the retirement itself is a surprise. You know, his annual pay is about $280,000. He will be getting a payout that basically exceeds slightly his annual payment on top of the pension when he retires.
City Council, of course, includes Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyle. She's been very successful. She's been in office for several terms. She's helped with things like economic growth, business expansion leading to additional jobs, fostering a more equitable city, and on we could go to be fair to her. But at the same time, Eli, do you think something like the Jennings decision hurts Vi Lyle's credibility? Does it make sense?
I think that in this case, it has exposed some deep rifts within the city council. There were some city council members who were really unhappy with the payout and were leaking about it. There were nasty words said. Vi Lyle said she needs to repair relationships. That being said, the mayor of Charlotte is a part-time job. It's a weak mayor system. I think that if she chooses to run again, which she has not said, she would clearly far and away be the front runner in the Democratic primary. And then Charlotte's voter registration being what it is, Democrat is basically assured of winning the election in November, barring something really screwy happening.
And let me certainly make the point, as you just said, with the mayor being a part-time job, these council members as well in Charlotte and so many other places, they're not making a huge salary for their commitment.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you're talking a much smaller amount than the people like the city manager and the city attorney and the police chief who are on staff and are hired to run the city.
WFAE's Eli Portillo is our guest on More to the Story as we continue our conversation about Charlotte City Council. Let's move to sitting council member Tijuana Brown, recently indicted on wire fraud and conspiracy charges. Share those details.
Tijuana Brown made headlines a couple years ago when she was elected to serve Charlotte as a city council member for one of the districts. She was the first formerly incarcerated person to win a seat on city council. In the 1990s, she served 4 years in a federal prison on fraud-related charges. She really made that central to her story, that she had turned her life around, that she had started a nonprofit to help women who were incarcerated. That's the backdrop to these charges, which dropped recently. And she and her two adult daughters were indicted and charged with basically lying to obtain COVID relief money, the PPP loans, and those other federal funds that were made available to small businesses during the pandemic to keep so many of them from going out of business. What the U.S. attorney says is that they used fake tax forms and fake details about businesses to collect PPP and other relief money and then spend it on things like luxury goods and a fancy birthday party that are not allowed under the loan program.
So this elected official has been charged, and what does she decide to do? She does a town hall where she can talk to the public. But did she talk much about the charges?
She has said that she is not responsible for anything improper with the loan applications. She said, if anything, she should have scrutinized them better. She also said that she paid back the money, more than $20,000 that she was personally on the hook for when she learned that there was an investigation. She has said that she won't resign and she does plan to run for re-election. She is fighting the charges. And she said at this town hall that, you know, this has been one of the most difficult weeks of her life, but that she was elected by the people and she will answer to the people and stand for re-election.
Eli, when we talk about these two topics we've discussed today involving Charlotte City Council, are you and your colleague reporters at WFAE hearing from many other Queen City leaders about their concerns about all the negative news?
There have been concerns raised on council overall, more about the chief payout. Like I said, some members were really unhappy with how that went down and feel that the city made the wrong decision and carried it out in the wrong way. But regarding Tijuana Brown, city council, the mayor, they've been pretty much silent. Alleged behavior would have taken place before her election to city council. She was elected in 2023, and the charges go back to 2020 and 2021. It's not directly related to what she did on council. That being said, there has been a lot of support from other community leaders. Many people who are Tijuana Brown supporters have been posting on social media and saying in interviews that, in their view, she paid back the money. They say other people have been allowed to settle similar cases, paying financial penalties. They think that she was being charged because she's a politician, higher profile. You know, they point to some similar cases where people have bigger dollar amounts involved, but basically just had to pay back the money. COVID loan fraud has been a focus for the U.S. Department of Justice.
Before I let you go, remind our listeners how they can stay on top of your stories and everything connected to WFAE.
The best way is online at WFAE.org.
Executive editor and reporter at WFAE Public Radio Charlotte, Eli Portillo, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
More to the story podcasts are available at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.